how old is too old to get a tattoo? What about wearing a football shirt? What about going on holiday to Ibiza? A poll surveying 2,000 retirees found that 38 is the key milestone for growing up. It says wearing a football shirt should be avoided past the age of 42. Visiting Ibiza should be forbidden for those over 40. Women shouldn't wear a miniskirt past the age of 39. At 49, you're too old to use Facebook, and you should stop having tattoos if you're over 38. The showbiz journalist Paul Martin is with us today. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Kind of worried about that because I've just turned 39, which means I need to grow up, apparently.
Yes, and stop wearing a miniskirt. And the commentator...
Well, I mean, that will never stop. That will never stop.
And the commentator Bill Jeffries with us this morning as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning,
Paul.
Do you buy into these age thresholds, Bill?
Look, I think be a wild child now and get it out of your system. That's what I say. I think it shouldn't be 38 for growing up. It should be 28 anyway. Then get a decent job, earn money, pay tax, get a mortgage, build up reserves so you can pay death duty and stuff like that. And then when you're 69, that's the key milestone to growing old with passion. So Paul's right off beam on what he's saying. I think you've got to be a responsible citizen. You've got to be savvy. You've got to really, really set an example. Look, when you go for a job, part of it is your presentation and your attitude. And I think that you've got to learn how you've got to project those.
Yeah, but how on earth could there be an age limit for what's a decent age to wear a football top, Paul? Stupid this.
I tell you what's ridiculous about it, okay? And also what's ridiculous about that comment is, first and foremost, when I was 20, I was earning a lot of money and in a very... stressful, what I'd say, and fast-paced job as a journalist of a national newspaper. So when I was 20, a lot of people were at university doing all these tattoos and going out partying and drinking all the time. I was paying taxes. I was making money. Now I'm 39, and I have three children, by the way, so I still have a lot of responsibility and a very decent job. But I'm enjoying my life now. I drive a convertible around. I go off on holidays and party with my friends. I stay in nice hotels. I'm 39. Now is the age when I want to start enjoying my life and experimenting a bit more and seeing things and doing things that I haven't done before. I've earned that right now as a 39-year-old. When I was 20, I was working my backside off. So it's absolute nonsense to say that a certain age that you reach where you suddenly have to calm down and become a big
bore. There's a lot in that, you know, Bill.
No,
in that you work hard, you earn the money in early life, so that you can play hard later on.
Yeah, play hard now.
From a very peculiar point of view, I mean, he's part of the entertainment industry. And as an entertainer, then, you can be a bit exotic and all that sort of thing and wear miniskirts until you're whatever age. But I believe that citizens have got to be straightforward. They've got to work. They've got to raise families. And they've got to make a contribution.
Do you think there's anything wrong with an over 40-year-old, Bill, getting a tattoo?
I think, look, just get on with your work. If you have a tattoo, it can affect your job prospects and your promotion and things like that. Look, when you get to the age that I'm saying, 69, then get your tattoo. But at the moment, work hard. Start growing up and becoming a respectable citizen, a voter, and all that sort of thing.
Work hard, play hard. That is the key to happiness in life. The most successful, the richest people I know, the most high-profile people I know, they're not tied up in age. Or it doesn't matter whether they're 20 or whether they're 50. They're not tied up in age, in what they should have to do at a certain age, or more importantly, the biggest problem we have in Northern Ireland is wanting to be seen to be like a certain type of person, seen to be a good citizen, seen to be a business owner, seen to be wealthy. They're not tied up in any of that. They just get on with their life and they do what makes them happy, while also they do what makes them successful. And that is the key to being a very content person, whether you're 20 or whether you're 50.
Paul, I can't agree. It's a dog-eat-dog life, if I might say that. But I think you have got to pick an age and settle down, become a family man. Well, you are a family man.
You just want us all to play by society's rules, Bill Jeffrey, don't you? You want us all to fit into this homogenous, boring...
Yeah, for about 30 years. That's what you've got to do.
And all wear the same colour clothes and the same hairstyle and speak the same and act the same and all...
From say 20
How boring is that?
28 until you become 69.
Yeah, but 28 to 60.
You're let off the leash.
Well, hold on a minute. You live the majority of your life for a time that you might not live to anyway.
Life is a cooperative thing. We've got to work for each other and work together in a united kind of way. We can't all be playboys. We can't all have tattoos. We can't all be wild child. We've got to be sensible about the thing. There is a time for it before, that is before 28. So you're wild oats, do what you want to do then. Then get a grip, become a member of society that's paying their dues, and then...
Yeah, but you define a member of society as someone that does the predictable thing.
Predictable is pretty good in business and social terms.
Paul?
Predictable, well, I think it depends what job you're talking about here, but I, you know, certainly in the media, well, no, not in every job, in the media, like if Steve Nolan's radio show every morning was blandly predictable and boring, he would lose all of his listeners and he'd lose his job.
He is exception to the rule, and so are you in many ways.
It's not an exception to the rule, because this is, the point here, and I do a lot of talks about this around Ireland. The point being is this: unpredictability and thinking outside the box is increasingly becoming a massive part of any.
No, you can't use those two words
success,
in the same sentence.
Of any successful entrepreneur, anybody who has been massively successful, like Richard Branson, you want to take an example of somebody who has put a lot into society and also taken a lot out in terms of cash. An unpredictable person who thinks outside the box, who doesn't.
Unpredictable becomes unreliable.
Reliability means somebody who will come in and clock out.
Paul, thank you very much.
Very little.
Bill Jeffrey, thank you very much. 0330.